Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more. The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, Nation? And welcome to another edition of the Busted Open Podcast. We're back. It's the Fat and the Furious, Dreamer and Bully Ray. Great show. Tune in. We got the Briscoe brothers from the chicken farm talking about the NWA and the Crockett Cup. These boys are on a mission. You ain't going to want to miss it. Also, Adam Scher, better known as Braun Strowman, and EC3 join us talking about the Control Your Narrative initiative and the Awakening Live Tour coming up in Orlando, Florida, and Dallas, Texas this March. The Busted Open Podcast. Tune it in, turn it up, the Fat and the Furious, one more time. Joining us right now are two of my favorite guys in all of pro wrestling, and in my opinion, the best tag team on the planet, the baddest tag team on the planet, the one tag team that will knock your fucking head off, Mark and Jay, the Briscoe brothers. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Thank you, sir, for that introduction.
Thank you, Charlie. Means a lot coming from you.
My pleasure. Now, the last time you called us, you were in the car. The time before that, you were on the porch. Where are you today?
Well, just got this dump trailer loaded up here. See, we got the feed pans back there. We're getting ready. You know, when we get done here, we're going to run her to the dump.
What are you taking to the dump?
Well, I had to get the feeder pans changed out in the chicken house. So we got a few hundred, maybe a few thousand feeder pans of the old feeder pans that need need running to the dump. And it's always fun running through the dump.
You know, what the chickens eat out of?
Guys, the family business that you grew up in, this is as much of your daily life as pro wrestling is, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every day, man. I mean, I don't know. I don't see how else we would. I don't know what else I'd be doing. You know,
I don't know how else to operate.
Tommy,
what up, guys? Haven't seen you in a long time. Congratulations, also on being the first ever Ring of Honor introduction into their Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool and well deserved.
Tommy, good to see you, brother.
Killing it on social media with your promos. When Bully put you over, I wanted to add, and two of the realest dudes out there, real in the ring and real outside the ring. You're out there in the cold, busting your humps, working hard, just like you always been doing. I mean, I've known you guys since you started, so couldn't be prouder to see where you're at, because each and every week I look forward to seeing you on social media and what the hell you're talking about. And I believe I don't want to be on your bad side anymore. I'm glad we're on the good side again.
Yes, sir.
Even though I got to say, Bully is looking very Nikita Koloff. He's all jacked up. He's got a bald head. I'm looking very Dusty Rhodes-ish. That whole Crockett Cup has a lot of history.
Damn.
Oh, Bubba, maybe there's one more run left in us, brother.
You know what? You know what? If Dreamer and Bully decide to team up for the Crockett Cup and it comes down to us versus the Briscoes in the finals, I remember what they did to me at Final Battle. So you're on your own, Tommy. I'm not getting my ass kicked again by the Briscoes.
There it is. He's turning on me already.
Guys, guys, Crockett Cup coming up on pay-per-view for the NWA, March 19th and March 20th in Nashville. Lots of great teams announced already. How are you feeling about the Crockett Cup, and what is the ultimate goal for you guys right now?
Hey, we're feeling good, man. We're ready. We is in an extraordinary state of ready right now. And
that's a good way to put it. That's a good, hey, the last Crockett Cup, what was it, a few years back down there in Carolina? Mm-hmm. And man, that was our night to shine, man.
And we got a little rowdy down there that evening, you know, and stuff went a little crazy. But we appreciate the NWA having us back.
And, appreciate it. Yep.
And this year we're gonna take it.
Hey, honestly, what would it mean to you guys to say historically that you won this thing? Because I know you're wrestling fans. What would it mean to you guys personally, like being your name as the Crockett Cup winners?
Hey, man, that's like borderline bucket list stuff right there. I mean, the Crockett Cup, man, that's just the legacy of the Crockett Cup. And, man.
And then when that meets with the legacy of the Briscoes, you know, you just – I mean, that's a hell of a...
That's a beautiful convergence right there. Beautiful convergence.
Are they still offering the $1 million giant check? Is that
shit,
still...
I hope so.
Guys, talk to me a little bit about the ending of the GCW pay-per-view. I don't remember if we spoke since that happened, but you guys went out there. I think you had a little bit of limited time left. What was going through your mind? Did you get to accomplish what you wanted to accomplish? Kind of walk me through the last 15, 20 minutes of that show.
Well,
unfortunate is...
You know, I was going to try to, put that behind me. You know what I mean? I mean, that was something unfortunate situation. I just still can't understand why it's 10:45 and you just sending us through the curtain.
Yeah. But, it don't make no damn sense. Man, taking your damn time. I mean, let's go, man. Like.
Yeah, we got to get out there. That's the Hammerstein Ballroom, man. And we really, really enjoy performing in that place. We're at the very top of our games right now, man. So it was a very unfortunate situation.
And I know a lot of people like the promos, but we're between the ropes, guys. You know what I mean? We're between the ropes in the ring. Let's go, guys. And so, yeah, that was a very unfortunate situation.
How difficult is it for you guys to remain professional when you're hit with a hurdle like that heading into the main event of a pay-per-view?
I mean, it ain't the first time.
Yeah.
It ain't the first time, man. These damn pay-per-views just, if everybody could just tighten this shit up, man, so everybody got proper time, you know. But, I mean, it is what it is, so.
Exactly. It is what it is.
And, yeah.
Part of the job.
It happens. Man. You move forward and you continue.
That's it.
And you can tell it is, I saw how you start shaking and rattling, and it is personal because you guys have something, too, called pride. And pride in your work. And just like you said, I've been across from you guys at that Hammerstein. Bully and I kind of made that Hammerstein famous for wrestling fans. And with the heritage and the history, you want to go out there and frigging kill it. And when you're not given that opportunity, you take that shit personal. Again, we're now talking about the Crockett Cup. And you will have the time. It's over 2 days. The list. Is there a tag team that you guys would like to face in this?
Well, that's kind of a silly question at this point. But if they can get their permission slip signed, they know where to find us.
They know where to find us. That's it. That's it.
Well, besides them, how about that?
Whoever, man. We are at the point right now where it does not matter. Anybody.
You know, I kind of get the feeling in talking to you guys lately that you are extremely frustrated with a lot of situations and where you're at right now, because I think the wrestling world is ready for the Briscoes and FTR to just start kicking the shit out of one another. And I'm not sure what answers you could possibly give us that you didn't give us last time, but when in the hell is this going to happen?
Hey.
Hell of a question, Buff. And you know what? The when that shit went down in final battle, we ain't heard shit from him since. All right, now that's the bullshit right there. All right, now Tony Khan, listen to me. Either shit or get off the pot. You ever heard that saying? Shit or get off the pot?
Them money printers, man. Bub, them money printers is warmed up, baby. Them money printers is warmed up.
I mean, this is what people want in the world of tag team wrestling. They want the Briscoes and they want FTR. Is there any good reason in your mind that this hasn't happened yet?
No, I can't think it. We just kind of, I don't know if it's we're waiting and seeing or it's something that, you know, we have always talked about dream matches that never happened when guys are in their prime. Hopefully this doesn't happen. I mean, if you're looking at it from an owner's perspective, they don't play on my field. So, I mean, it just, who knows? I can't answer the question, but yes, it is definite money on the table. Guys, also, how funny is this? I've known him forever. You guys have spent a lot of time. How easy does he press everybody's buttons? Yours, mine. He knows how things to go. I love it.
Yes,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Perfect, man. Me?
Oh, yeah. He's a master.
You, you fat bastard.
How am I pushing anybody's buttons? I'm just asking questions.
They're
I'm
outside.
Good. I'm glad they're fired up because I agree
they're
with
real
them.
Questions. They're real
I know.
Questions. That's what the people want to know.
I ain't going to sit here and ask fluff questions. I know, I'm a wrestling fan. I'm a fan of FTR. I'm a fan of the Briscoes. I know what FTR did to the Briscoes. If I'm a promoter, if I'm an owner, if I'm a booker, I'm looking at a bag full of fucking money with these two teams, and I just want to know how come it hasn't happened yet. And I think every wrestling fan feels the same way, and that's why I'm going to speak my mind about it.
I agree.
And I think Mark and Jay are frustrated as hell about the whole situation, and you can tell just by the way they're standing there and answering the questions. Guys, you have a lot of pride in what you do. To have another team jump you in your backyard on your you know where I'm going. So go ahead, you guys speak.
Yeah, I mean that's the whole thing, man. Like so now, like so they do the last Ring of Honor show. You know, we go out there, blow the freaking roof off the place, man. And then you know we try and get our you know everybody want to clap for us. We got the family there. We brought a freaking bus up there with 50 people on there, man. We're trying to say thank you to everybody. And here they come. Now what? Okay, now they come, but shit, now let's do something, man. This is some bullshit. What y'all trying to do to us? It's almost like they're trying to sabotage us, man, and that's some bullshit.
Maybe it needs to happen on neutral ground.
Hey, it don't matter. Wherever at this point,
hey,
man.
Don't come down Crockett Cup, man. Shit.
Everybody,
get that permission slip sign. Let's get that Crockett Cup permission. Let's do that anywhere.
It don't matter, man.
Is there any? Do you guys have any information as to whether or not FTR might be a surprise team in the Crockett Cup?
Nope. Hell no. We ain't got shit. We don't know shit. Ain't nobody told us shit. Fuck it.
Don't make me laugh. I'm still sore. I just wrestled Bear Country, man. They're a really good tag team, too. I'd like to see you guys go at it with them. They're real good.
Damn right.
Any tag team, man. We want all big matches. Right now, we want big fights, man. Line them up.
Hey, before Bully and I were talking about the importance of tag team wrestling, we were talking about the WWE, how a caller had called in and was talking about Miz making the Intercontinental title special for WWE. The tag titles have made Otis and Chad Gable special. You guys don't need titles to make tag team wrestling special because for you guys, just like if you win the end, it's another notch on your resume of greatness in tag team wrestling. But I mean, besides the fact that you're brothers, how important is tag team wrestling in professional wrestling?
Oh, man. Go ahead,
Jim. Man, there ain't nothing like it. Tag team action, man. That's like the pinnacle of any form of entertainment, man. Tag team wrestling.
You got four moving parts, man. Goodness. You know, that's what makes it different than a singles match. You know, that's just one-on-one. You got four guys in there, man. The possibilities are endless. We love it. We have been blessed to be able to do this for our careers.
Hey, it's a beautiful thing,
it's
man.
A beautiful
Nothing
thing.
In the world like tag team wrestling.
It's like sport. It's like the greatest athletics and the finest art just all melded into one. You can tell a million stories, you know?
Guys, when you weren't tagging and you did find yourself in singles competition, which one of you found it more difficult to adapt to singles wrestling and why?
Well, I tell you what, it seemed like to me, man, it was a really good little formula. I'd be like first match, second match, and my man here would be holding down the main event.
I'd have to wait the whole damn show to go out there at the end.
I'm sitting there drinking beer, watching him out there doing 30-minute matches. So, hey, I think it was easier of an adjustment for me.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Hey, check out, can't help you, just not as nice as me, man.
Hey, go ahead. I sit right there, as long as my check look like your check and I'm drinking beer watching you bust your ass, I'm fine with it.
I think the greatest part about the two of you and I saw it with Bubba and Devon as well, promos and even how you're talking now, you guys complement each other like a true tag team. One says something, the other one, when it's like an even flow of back and forth. Like me and Bubba always say, we share the same fat brain, but you know what and in wrestling, you know what the other person's thinking, you know where you're going to have to be. But even in promos, and I think that's why, I mean, you guys have become social media darlings, which is a whole other story. But just because of your realism with your promos, but just when one makes the point, the other comes in and backs it up. It's a beautiful banter. Just like when you have your matches. I love it.
Thank you, sir.
Guys, when it comes to tag team wrestling, like Tommy was just talking about, every tag team needs a great leader, but it also needs a great follower. And it's really a 51-49 kind of relationship. When it comes to the Briscoes, is it 50-50 or do one of you take a little bit more of a leadership role?
Hey, I was thinking about this the other week. And just the fact that he got a couple more singles accolades than me, you know, I'll give him the 51, I'll be the 49. But I put it like this, I'm the number two of all time, right behind Dogface, baby.
I love it. Hey, that's an honest answer. I love that because if you have two leaders, the team is not going to succeed. If you have two followers, the team is not going to succeed, but you want to be as close to one another as possible with one guy maybe doing just a little bit more of the talking. Getting back to the Crockett Cup for a second, it seems to me that other than you guys, the favorites to win this whole thing would be Nick Aldis and Doug Williams, the British Invasion. Have you guys ever tagged against Nick and Doug, and what do you know about them in the ring?
Well, we've tagged
against Nick and we tagged against Doug, but never as a unit.
Yeah. And I mean, they're just traditional classic professional wrestlers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they go out there and they do it old school, man, and we're big fans of that. And
we can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can do that. That's one of the things where when we got to reach into the toolbox, if we're going out there with Madman Pondo and the Necro Butcher or freaking Bubba Ray Dudley and Tommy Dreamer, we're going to pull out one tool. But this is a whole different approach to this match because they definitely are classic professional wrestlers.
We like, man, you know, every tag team match should have a different strategy. You know, you hear guys like, I'm not a big fan of the term greatest hits. You know, when guys say that, like, man, I don't know. It's like every match is a new song. And, And this here would be, it would definitely be a unique matchup, and hopefully, maybe, possibly, we'll get to see it.
Speaking of songs, have you had much interaction with Billy Corgan?
Billy Corgan's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Billy Corgan.
Yes, he is. All, I mean, we didn't really talk to him too much, you know, hi, and thanks for having us. And,
yes, sir. You know, he's a solid dude, though, man, solid dude.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure having the both of you on. I love you guys to death. One of the highlights of my career was being able to share a ring with you guys in Ring of Honor. You know how I feel about you personally and professionally. Congratulations on your induction into the Ring of Honor Hall of Fame. I hope you finally get your hands on FTR. I hope the wrestling fans finally get to see this match. I hope you guys get paid. I wish you the best of luck at the Crockett Cup coming up on March 19th and March 20th from Nashville, Tennessee for the NWA. Knock them dead, guys. Thank you very much, sir, for everything that you do.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you so much, fellas. Love you too, man.
See you guys.
Take care, guys.
Yes, sir. Y'all too.
It's the Cincinnati Bengals and the LA Rams in Super Bowl 56. Hi there, everybody. This is Lindsay Rhodes. And if you want analysis for every angle of this exciting, surprising, legacy-defining matchup, you're going to love my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. Our guests and conversations aim to make you a savvier football fan. We're going to cut through the lazy narratives, and there are a lot of them. The low-hanging fruit, none of that. If you want to be the smartest person at your Super Bowl party, please subscribe and listen wherever you stream your podcasts. New episodes up every Monday and Thursday.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Titan, Adam Scher, and EC3. Guys, how are you this morning? Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. You're not fat, either one of you. Me and Tommy are, but so you're balancing out like, you know, you're balancing out the scales of weight this morning.
Yeah, we like to call ourselves lean beef. Right, Adam?
That's it. Lean Beef Incorporated.
Hey, let me tell you about Bully and Tommy here. Both of these men have made me bleed my own blood. So I'm glad we got past
I'll second that. They're also two men that have made me shed the few drops of blood that I'm willing to share on this earth.
Had they, yeah.
I think Bubba opened me up with a stop sign, actually.
That's because I've told this story a million times. You slammed me so hard in Madison Square Garden, I thought I shit out a kidney.
I was hoping you would. I was hungry.
Like, I remember pulling you on the side at the Garden going, brother, all you have to do is place me down. You don't have to slam me down.
I think that was my 20th wrestling match, so give me some credit.
Yeah, I had your third, remember?
Yeah.
On television.
Is that where we went through the barricade?
No, that was like your fifth.
I wrestled Brock a handful of times there. I don't remember everything.
Bubba told me the exact same thing about a slam. He let me give him a slam once, except it wasn't in Madison Square Gardens. It was in a baseball field in Niles, Ohio. So I definitely took it easy.
By the way, how about the heat that I get associated with? I've never complained about getting slammed. I've never hard-weighed anybody there, but it's heat by association. Now I know how Devon feels.
I think the only heat I got with you is still trying to figure out why when we were in Philadelphia that one time we caught you off in the corner rubbing mayonnaise on yourself.
Well, that's some things I do.
Most of the boys use cocoa butter to get that nice shine for the body guy look out there. So I guess the Hellman's approach is just completely different.
Hey, I got one arm left.
You guys want to know a body guy's secret now? I shouldn't even say this because everyone already copies what I do. But the ultimate sheen, horse spray. Like the sheen they put on a coat of the horse for a show. You put that on your body. It's not sticky. It's not slippery. It provides a great look under the lights. You don't look blotted and blotched. Now everybody's going to be spraying themselves with horse spray. I know it because everyone copies my body guy stuff. But
sweet. Now I got something you can do to me on my OnlyFans.
This is interesting because 30 years ago, the boys were shooting horse gas. Now we're spraying horse spray.
Times have changed. We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back starting March 5th.
Guys,
exactly.
Once again, thanks for joining us. The Control Your Narrative initiative show's coming up. Please, guys, bring us up to speed on everything you got going on. EC3, we'll start with you first.
We have our very first foray into a live event, and I'm going to conduct these under professional wrestling rules and regulations. These will be a more typical show, but I would love to announce the card, but I can't because the second we announce this, I have been getting hit up by so many of our peers, so many of our, quote, good brothers who want to be a part, who believe in the movement, who believe in the freedom to do what they love to do, and that's fight. So I can't announce a card just yet, but Adam and I had something coming up on March 5th. It got canceled. We're sitting there, and we're like, we can do this ourselves. We don't need to depend on anybody else. We don't need to depend on the billion-dollar company that's bloodletting their family and selling off assets to maybe sell. We can't depend on the billionaire kid to buy his new toys. We can't depend on a company that practically fired its entire roster, kept the people in charge who made the mistakes that required the roster to be fired in their positions. We can't expect anybody to do it but ourselves. That is controlling your narrative. That is telling your story. March 5th, we start in Orlando. It's sort of our scrimmage because the big show, when we add Killer Cross, 331 Gillies, Dallas, Texas, change the game, change the narrative.
Adam, the name of the two shows is Awakening Live. Where did you come up with the name and what does it mean to you guys?
You know, it's kind of, to me and stuff like that, people have been wanting to label us as a faction, and that's completely not what we are. You know, we're a vision. You know, this is awakening. Like we said, this is trying to make wrestling what it used to be. You know, wrestling was built on a landscape of monsters and giants and immortals and things like that, and character-based, where you were invested in your characters, not this 50-50 book and let's fill 3 hours of time slot. Oh, I got my favorites. I got to get in and do this because the sponsors want it. It's back where we're going to tell stories that people can get invested in, people that look to these characters, lean on these characters and their trials and tribulations in life that help them get through the things that they're going on in life. So it's an opportunity to be a throwback in an era of, you know, where you got to adapt and overcome and keep up with whatever the status quo is in the world going on. Well, I think wrestling never really needed to adapt to a lot of that stuff. Yes, some of the stuff needed to be cleaned up out of there, because let's be real, some of the stuff you guys did back in the day, well, that's why it was back in the day. But here said now 2022, moving forward with the idea of, you know, social media is such a powerful tool. And what Mike touched on with not needing that so-called big financer behind us to actually do something and portray something in the world that we believe in. It's really cool now that it gives the talent the power and the opportunity in their own hands to control their narrative. So it's an opportunity for us to go out with our friends, our peers, our loved ones, and do what we love. And, you know, taking people on an emotional journey with us. That's what I say. It's an awakening. I want everybody that partakes in this and the awakenings, the live events, to be our foot soldiers per se, leading the march into the future of what we're trying to do. And that's change the industry.
Now, EC3, I follow you on social media, not because we're friends. Well, I guess that's why I do follow you, but I'm intrigued by all of this. You're control the narrative. I understand why you did. You're a man on a mission. But it's got a Fight Club feel to it. I have seen some of this control of your narrative before, and now you're basically putting this under a professional wrestling event. But are you going to have, like, dark lighting? Like, there was no, are you going to have chairs? There were, you know, you have a Fight Club feel. Like, how are you going about all this? Like, because, I mean, these... Trust me, you already said it number the first part, because I've run my own shows. Your phones will never stop ringing, but this is going to be so much work, but at the end of the day, you want to see it be successful. But there's always so many things that I know, because you have a crazy brain that you're thinking about, but then how are you going to actually execute it?
Yeah, I mean, Tommy, honestly, House of Hardcore is a big inspiration, because you created... not only for the fans, but you created for yourself what you saw it to be. Now, I remember being in your ring. I remember the crowd throwing, you know, cups at me and piss. And I remember this moment, because you provided such a shock and such a surprise that it changed me. And it was when Rey Mysterio came out, hits me with a 619, hits Eric Young with a 619. He flies out gracefully like a gazelle. I just kind of stumbled out. But I felt that moment, that reaction, and what that meant to you to give that to somebody else meant a lot to me. As far as the Fight Club aesthetic, I think with my bold, crazy brain vision on how I can take this national is that Fight Club feel, because we don't need sets. We don't need pyro. We don't need lights. Will we have chairs? Sometimes. Sometimes we'll be standing room only. Who knows? But what we need is the passion, the drive, and the ability of each and every professional wrestler that wants to feel that ounce of freedom, that true freedom to be who they are supposed to be in our ring, in front of our fans, but the fans, not just for the fans though, but for themselves too, because in this day and age, it's very hard to do something for yourself without, in the corporate wrestling world, 7 to 10 to 15 to 20 voices telling you what you should do and what you should be, and then to go to your phone and look at your social media and thousands of comments telling you what you should be. Be who you are. Be who you are supposed to be, and then control your narrative, that movement. That's what we'll do.
Nice.
Being joined here live this morning by Adam Scher and EC3 talking about Control Your Narrative, the Awakening Tour, March 5th in Orlando, Florida at the Tin Roof at Icon Park, and March 31st in Dallas, Texas at Gillies at the Southside Music Hall. Guys, let me take you back a little while. Were you friends before the WWE?
We met via the WWE.
So you're sharing a lock.
That's not true. Because I met up with my friend, who's, let's just call her Sister Abigail, and her brother, let's just call him Wyndham, to go out for tequila, and they brought Adam. And at that bar, well, he was throwing around his wallet, thank you, bought these very expensive tequila shots, and we became fast friends. As time passed, I came back to the WWE, and then our friendship kind of blossomed from there.
So you're sharing a locker room together, and, you know, truth be told, Adam, you were at pretty much the top of the card, EC3, you were still trying to find the way. What, you're scratching and clawing, brother, absolutely. What is it like having a relationship within a company like the WWE, when got one guy's at the top and the other guy is still trying to find their way?
Well, to be honest, I was trying to take it and just, you know, get a job for life out of him.
I'm still learning about the business. I had no idea what it meant to be a top guy, this and that, a bottom guy. I thought it was just awesome that I'm there, you know, from a dude that was changing tires and picking up rocks and pulling airplanes for a living to all of a sudden being, you know, working, I guess, the top of one of the largest or the largest wrestling promotion in the world. And, you know, I'm just happy to be there. And Mike and I just, you know, there was just something that just clicked. I like good people. Like, I don't care what you do in life, where you come from. If you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit, and I don't want to be around you. So Mike has always been honest with me, truthful. And, you know, that's a very, very hard thing to find in this business. You know, everybody wants to be your friend when you're on top. I found that out when I got kicked off the top of the mountain and all these fair weather friends disappeared because they knew Big Daddy Adam wasn't coming out anymore and pulling that proverbial wallet out to take care of them, or those proverbial coattails for them to ride on to see if they could get a shot. So, you know, just from growing up and not knowing what the ins and outs of the industry was, and, you know, having somebody that's been around, and honestly, I'm pretty good judge of character. I could tell he never was trying to take advantage of me. He just wanted to be my friend. He didn't care what I was doing with the company. We just got along. It was literally me, him, and Mojo used to ride together, and our whole thing was Team NFG, you know, nice, friendly guys. We used to travel around, and we'd always find things to get into in between the shows and stuff. We'd be renting electric scooters and riding them around with our shirts off, causing a ruckus in the towns, going and racing go-karts, playing laser tag. You name it, we tried to find something to do, going spelunking and playing with bears at Bear Country USA. It's just the boys being the boys, you know? And lo and behold, here we are trying to change the landscape on, you know, that doesn't really want to be changed.
We're not trying. We're going to create in our own image, and people are welcome to join along and see what we can do and help build this together, or they can stay with the status quo, and that's fine too. We want to provide the freedom to make a choice.
Listen, my journey in life and why I am the way I am is because of loss. I had something taken away from me that I loved. Same with you guys. I have a relationship with you guys from early on. The system failed both of you and is not based upon your talents. The system failed you. Every day you wake, remember that. And when you have that heart and that passion to strive, I was saying this before you guys came on, I have $1 million, I want two. But talking to Terry Funk, every day of professional wrestling is a good day. When you have this and you have this as your vision, when you told me what you said, I remember that exact moment. You did a run-in in my match versus Eric Young, and I told you you're going to be a referee. And you're like, well, I'm kind of jacked, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, I'm going to disguise you. And I put on a hat, a winter hat on you. And you were like, you don't think the fads are going to, like, you were going in like pro wrestling mode. And I was just like, no one will ever see this coming. And when you ran out there, you slid. It was perfect positioning. 1, 2, you stopped. I looked up and all you did was take off a hat. It wasn't even a ski mask. And we got them because I knew through my life experiences, no one is paying attention to the ref. Whoever that was. When you have this project in your hands, if it's the two of you, Bully and I have fought for the betterment of the show, not for the betterment of Bully's character, not for the betterment. And plus, it was my money. When this is your stuff, fight for what's the best for what you guys know from your experiences. And just know at the end of the day, whether you have one person there or it's sold out, you're a success. And you need that as your narrative. And I know you both have that that goal, but I'm just telling you from someone who I know you watch wrestling and all that stuff, like you have two guys here who have seen it in you both since day one. So take that and move forward.
Guys, you mentioned Killer Cross, who would be joining the group.
Another guy
where, as Tommy stated, the system failed. Is there anybody else out there that you can talk about today who will be part of the, you know, Control Your Narrative initiative, who we might be seeing on the Awakening Live tour?
I don't think the system failed a guy more than Weston Blake, who I will do and say and create and drive myself to anything for the world to know that he is one of the top professional wrestlers in this industry, because nobody knows that except for the people that have been in a ring with him. We definitely want to focus on building people, because I think that's been a failure across the board of all wrestling, is how can we not build new stars when so many unique individuals come in? And maybe it's a lot of what Tommy said to me, because in that moment where I was thinking pro wrestler because I was younger, that broke me out of the pro wrestling bubble to see bigger picture. Now that I could see bigger picture, maybe I can bring that to a younger talent. A name that pops right in my head would be Josh Woods from Ring of Honor. It's somebody I really want to focus on building. So,
Adam, how did you keep a smile on your own face during those days in the WWE when you might have felt like, this, you know what, screw it. This is my last day. I got to get out of here.
Because I see through social media interactions the power that I have to influence people's lives, that the videos of children riding to the hospital, have surgeries done, listening to my theme music, pictures showing the kids holding my action figures being put under for anesthesia, the kids at the Special Olympics playing my music to come out to lift weights to, things like that, knowing that me giving up on myself, I'm giving up on all those people that depend on me to help them get through the hardships that they're going through in life. And that's just selfish. And I'm just so thankful that I never did. I got really close to one, just be like, not even just quitting wrestling, quitting life altogether. And, you know, and I realized that the world is so important, and the world wants everybody here. The world's going to keep turning, and it wants you here because this place is amazing. And it's just, I'm so thankful with everything that I was able to overcome and where I am now, and that I have peace in myself and all my loved ones and everything else. And it's shining. I see it every day, everywhere I go. People literally tell me that I look so much happier. I look so much healthier. I'm in such a better place mentally. And I'm thankful for that.
We're all allies in the same fight. And I really appreciate the time you guys gave us and the motivation more. So to know we're on the right track, thank you.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.